You're listening to New Voices at BBS Radio. This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out, and I welcome Bonnie McDade.
Hello, Elizabeth. Yeah, we're very, very pleased to be with our new host, BBS Radio.
And we're here to talk about how to be happy, to love more, and to create a great life.
That's right. That's right. And we're going to impart some of our wisdom, and we hope that it's interesting to you all and you'll tell all your friends.
Well, we probably should begin by telling a little bit about each other, Bonnie. So why don't you start about how you got into the work of love?
Oh, absolutely. It's been a long time coming. I'm actually a third-generation holistic practitioner, and although I was raised in the church, I soon found that that wasn't the right fit for me, and I started to do my own searching and seeking. And in the end, to make a long story short, I found you, Elizabeth, and as my teacher, right, you have guided me through some of the most interesting spiritual geography, and I found that with this new energy especially that's coming through right now, that I'm just growing in leaps and bounds. Thank you.
And I'm born one of two sets of identical twins, and I am, I don't know how many generations of someone that's been born with a veil, and my great-grandmother was part American Indian. She was born in Maine, and my grandmother is who trained me as a very small child about the gift of knowledge and the gift of love, which I was born with. Although I really didn't start to use it in a universal way until some things happened to me around the early 80s, and then I began to get involved and found my first teacher, who was Margaret Stettner. Some of that has been shown on Unsolved Mysteries, as you know. But
that's right. That's right. Fantastic work you've done with the police in helping them solve crimes. That's right.
Yeah, and part of the psychic work. But now we, Bonnie and I, have come into a universal love place, and we're interested in the core of your being, in happiness, contentment, and peace, even when you find yourself in a stressful situation. Even when we find these things challenging and upsetting, how can we love more? How can we stay in our hearts as we witness the tragedies and upsets that we see in the world? The job loss, the oil spill, the financial instability.
Right.
What do you
think, discussed a little bit of this the other day when we were discussing loving responses. It begins in the home, tiny little things in the home. Let's say you've got a teenager in the house, and, well, if you have a teenager in the house, it's hard to find peace, period. But when those little things can turn into huge wars. But if you find that you can stop yourself and turn a full-fledged rage over, say, an unwashed sink full of dishes, if you can change that rage into a loving response like, I know you've had a busy day, but let's pull together and get this done right now. Not only do you both come out the same happy, loving family on the other side of that conversation, but you've won a bit of a war. You've got a feather in your cap because you know you handled it right. Nobody's upset, and the work is getting done. And if we
and,
take that to the world level, we'll all be in a much better place.
And we're going into what everybody's talking about, the shift, the shift, the shift.
Ooh,
I've been
yes.
shifting for years. I don't know about
That's
you.
Right.
Every time you're on your bike, you shift. Anyway, really? This shift is the turn of the age, and every being has an opportunity at this time. We are beginning a second life, Bonnie, a journey combining all of our lifetimes at once. And this is the coming of the universal love, a love that is filled with its highest potential, creativity, action, helping others, serving the community, making sure that we're all safe and cared for, done in a loving way, not
That's
in
right.
a, somebody's taking something from me, I feel empty. If I love them, I'm going to get robbed, that type
right.
of thing.
It's right. It's the complete absence of ego. Right. It's a huge shift, and it's uncomfortable for some, but the more it's practiced, the more you use it in the little ways in your own life, well, the results are immeasurable.
you know, I've always said to you that nobody meets by accident. Everybody that comes into our life for a reason, whether it's
That's
positive
right.
or negative. People are showing up to provide us a roadmap, a direction. There's always a guide. The guidance is always there for us. We just don't know that this wonderful energy is out there. I call it the spiritual neon sign.
Oh, there you go.
And we need to follow it with our practical feet. Now, you and I were in Washington, D.C. in,
right.
in July, and we were with Amarita Nandamayi, who is the hugging saint. And you and I had an idea, a desire that we wanted to fulfill, and that was to enhance our spiritual powers so that we could heal others just for that. And we both went up to her. And I remember when she took your hand and put it in mine and looked into both of our eyes.
That's right.
Is that a vague memory or did it really happen?
The energy is palpable. I can feel it right now as you're recalling it.
And she said, yes, that we could do it. And she said that she asked us if we would spread the love.
And now, if it's okay with you, I'd like to take a step back just for a moment because this energy has been coming through and bringing this new healing knowledge to both of us. And it's been coming through Amma even before we were in her presence. We could feel her bringing us these messages over
absolutely.
The preceding months. So when it finally culminated and we did get to go and see her and we asked her for her blessing upon this amazing vibrational healing works that we were bringing forth, it was like the full circle completion of this journey that we had been on for the past year almost. Is that right?
Right. And we're only getting a glimpse of something magical happening, something greater. But it fades in and out. Now we're hoping that it's going to come with more stability. And I think that that's what the shift is that we're talking about. Everybody's talking about 2012 and disaster and gloom and doom. And I don't feel it's that at all. I think we're being enhanced with power. And you know, why don't we listen to Elizabeth Hepburn tell us a little bit more in song?
Oh, I love it. It really was. She definitely has a gift. And more than just the words, it's the spirit that comes through her music. You can really feel it. You can feel the love.
So what we've done since we've met with Amma in July is sit down and create a schedule. And we are doing the fall vibrational healing the weekend of September 10th. And we're also going to be doing weekly healing hours at the Circle of Miracles Church in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. That's where we live. But anybody can come from Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, Delaware, Maryland. They can come.
That's right. We're easily reachable. That's right.
What I wanted to do was try to describe what happens to the body, the intensity, when we're doing the hour healing work, Bonnie. See if you can give us a few words on that.
Sure. Okay. What you can expect is you'll be sitting in a room full of other people like yourself, and during the course of this hour, you'll be asked to sit quietly with your eyes closed, and we'll begin to deliver this energy into the room. We'll call this energy into the room and give everyone one-on-one attention and just draw whatever congestion there may be in your energy field in your qi, as the Chinese call it, in acupuncture. It's very much the same energy that we're using, but you will not be touched in any way. We work simply in the energy field. You'll feel anything from a tingling sensation to complete miraculous conversion. It's very individual for each person, but our purpose is to restore the flow to your energy field so that whatever blockages were there when you entered the room are no longer there when you leave the room.
Well, I'm calling this the Cosmic Light Group. And this is a complete soul archetype. This energy not only goes through your body, through your mind, through your spiritual self, up to your blessed higher self, but up to your soul and your soul school. And it permeates all the way through all of your layers and all of your past lives. And yes, it's done in silence, but we are going to be using the seven seals that were given to me when I wrote the book Ascension.
That's right. And we have found that they are incredibly powerful. We have seen healing through distant healing situations where the client doesn't have to be in the room necessarily. And that has been a wonderful blessing.
And what it's going to do is take away pain, put you in a place of joy, a place of healing, and a place of letting go. Letting go of the past so that you can begin your new life as the shift comes. And it's cumulative. So the more that you come and have this, the stronger you can become. So the healing sessions are an hour. They're going to be on Mondays, and then the intensive is a weekend. And you can read all about it at thebcma.net. Right now, we have to take a break.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. And now it's time for the Metaphysical Book Corner. This week, our recommendation is Eat, Pray, Love by Elizabeth Gilbert. This is a book about love in its many forms, the love of food, language, people, humanity, and God. It's a wry account of one woman's extraordinary journey to dare to dream of finding God, whether it's deep in meditation in a cave in India, or maybe perhaps in a transcendent slice of pizza. It's an insightful and funny account of one woman's travels. So read Eat, Pray, Love by Elizabeth Gilbert, and be sure to see the screen version starring Julia Roberts.
If you have lost your sense of fun, feeling stuck in the old routine, are emotionally bankrupt, and are searching for that spark, then you are really ready to connect with your inner Contessa. Louisa Rache invites you to spend some time with her in Italy. Treat yourself to a beautiful retreat in Tuscany to reconnect to your inner wisdom, release fears and doubts, and embrace your birthright of abundance, passion, and power. October 2nd to October 9th. Call Louisa Rache at 215-598-0632, or you can read all about it at www.innercontessa.com. This is an amazing journey that promises to be so much more than a vacation. Again, call Louisa at 215-598-0632 for further information.
You're listening to BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Hi, Elizabeth. We're back. This is Let's Find Out, and I am Bonnie McDade. And I just would like to make mention some of our followers, our listeners from our previous. We just added something called the Metaphysical Book Corner. And if that sounded new to you, it's because it is. It's brand new. And Elizabeth, if I've have embarked in a new offshoot of our career here. We've begun reviewing books for the Doylestown Bookstore, and we thought it would be great to share our reviews with some of you.
And we want everybody to send in their books. Let us know. And, of course, you can always get them to us at Post Office Box 128, Chalfont, Pennsylvania, 18914. And we're going to have the book first and then probably follow it up with an author interview. And I'm very excited about it, Bonnie. You know, Doylestown is a delicious, delightful little old-fashioned town that we live near, and it's the capital seat of Bucks County.
That's
and
right.
We have been asked by the bookshop to speak every first Friday of the month about the latest metaphysical books. And, of course, that's a holiday practically for the people in Bucks. And it goes through the fall and the winter, and it's called First Friday. And it gets people out to the stores and out shopping and out to the restaurants. And there's so many nice things to do. And we'll be at the bookstore giving our little lectures.
That's right. And it's so exciting to be the first to read some of these things. Keeps our finger on the pulse, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit more about our intensives, and I've been doing intensives for years, and, of course, now I brought you into doing them too, Bonnie, and you are so gifted. You just sit right
Thank
in. It was like you've been doing it your whole life. So let's talk a little bit about the group intensives.
Sure. Well, I think that the most significant thing about having the group come together on a weekend like this is you really get to immerse yourself in these energies. We go through guided meditations. We do different hands-on exercises. We do one-on-one sessions. So you really wind up at the end of the 3 days with a complete understanding of what vibrational healing is and what it feels like. And hopefully you come out of the other end feeling so relaxed and refreshed that you can conquer your daily life again.
Well, the most important thing that I think happens is that there are people that have blinders on in certain areas of their life, and they're either in fear or they feel like they can't accomplish something, or maybe they have a desire that hasn't come to fruition yet. And then they do the intensive, and they get into what the real problem is, which, of course, is never the problem they think it is, and
right.
They work on forgiveness and love, and there's lots of meditation. And then they start to focus. Their body does a shift. It really does. In fact, we see the light change in them. The colors do change as we're working with them throughout the weekend.
Right. We remove the blocks and the energy.
Right. We move the energy, and then it leaves a void. And the void always brings in what they're afraid of. It removes what they're afraid of, and it brings in the result. And the result can be a magical, wonderful surprise. We had one girl there that had been sending out resumes for a lot of people because she was looking for a new job and was getting a little bit hopeless and didn't know what she was going to do, might have to move back in with her parents and whatever. And we shifted, and the following day she got 3 calls from her resumes that had been out there, and she had the interviews, and she went back to work.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
You know
what?
I call it divine alignment. Because when you raise your vibration up to the fifth dimension, you come into a divine alignment. And as I introduce the show, this is a show about love. But it's a greater love than you have ever thought of. It's not romantic love. It's not love for your family. It's not love for your husband or your boyfriend. It's a love of the complete way that the universe works, a harmony of vibration. So
right,
that
right.
Nothing is wrong. Everything is right.
Let me see if I can give an example, because I can tell you that when I sit in my garden, when I drive in my car, or when I'm riding on my Harley, I'll expand my spirit out into the world and just become one with everything around me. I'll imagine that my energy is expanding and flowing from my body in every direction. I flow into the soil at my feet, the grass, the flowers, out into the trees growing up from that soil, and the birds in the branches of the trees, and then out into the very air that whispers through the limbs. I am the stones, I am the water, and I am the asphalt. I am the pothole. I'm at one with everything around me, and I send out love, and I feel love flowing back and returning to me. This is true bliss, and I'm the purest form of me that I can be in that moment.
It's ecstatic to be aligned with nature that way. And the alignment is also with the divine, which harmonizes and joins you with your true soul. So that takes away all of the fears, all of the preconditioning, all of the you can't do this and you can't do that, and it brings in your potential. You know, when you're holding that brand new baby in your arms and they have the brightest eyes and they're just so free because they haven't been trained yet.
Yes.
They're just free, and they're in that energy. So
it's pure.
What is each of us missing, Bonnie, and what stops us from resting in the heart? We need to rest in the heart, and we need to come from the heart.
Well,
and when we find that essence, when we find that essence, we can gain with work, we can gain with love, and we can tap into our creativity. And this is the place that will transcend us into unity.
Right.
I think that the people around Mother are some of the most creative people in the world.
That's true. But that's because they've removed those blockages. They've allowed spirit to flow through them and bring in the creativity. Does that sound right?
Yes. Our universal body, which Amma has asked us to call the etheric body, or what you may call the etheric body or the shadow body, the universal body, that's what she's asked us to call it from now on.
Right.
It holds a pattern that may not be correct, but where there's balance, love is the ultimate pattern. And like a fully open lotus, that heart can open. Now, people think it's dangerous. They think that the world is full of sharp corners or upsets or disappointments, and it's dangerous to have a fully opened heart.
Well, they watch the news too much, but other than that.
But isn't it conditioning? When you're 3 and 4 years old, you have the open heart. By the time you're 9 or 10, you don't.
And many people are very familiar with the idea of the law of attraction. And that's basically what we're talking about here. If your self-talk is, well, the world is full of sharp corners, and if I step out into the darkness, I might bump my head on something, then that's what you're going to attract to yourself. You're going to attract sharp corners. So in essence, what we want to do is remove those fears, because the opposite of fear is love. We want to instead walk out into the light, not into the darkness. And don't expect sharp corners. Expect bliss. And that is what you will receive.
And if you get a sharp corner, just understand that there's a lesson to it. And understand that that was there for you to overcome, to eliminate another fear.
That's right. And one of the hardest things, I think, for any of us to come to terms with is these surprises, these sharp turns in the road. And if we can find a way to remove ourselves from the situation a little bit. Imagine that we're watching this scene play out in front of us, that we're not emotionally attached to it, that it's not us, that we're just watching someone else up on a TV screen maybe, or a movie screen. Then you can tell the actor what you think he should do next. You always know what the actor should do next when you're watching a horror film, right? Well, this is the same sort of idea.
Of course, sometimes we get the messages through our dreams.
Right. Oh, those are the most fun.
How can we deal with, if we remember to rest with our loving space, then we can deal with anything. We are not going to go around hugging people, and we're not going to go around singing love songs or skipping down the hall in the office. We're not going to do that.
Well, but sometimes I will. That's okay, too.
Yeah, I know. But when you walk into a room, you do not walk into another reality. You bring your reality with you into the room.
That's exactly
how
right.
How many times have you felt uncomfortable when entering a space? People seem to silently shun you, or they feel that they're uncomfortable with you because of your energy. And it might be something that you're going through, or you have a fear, or you've been through some kind of trauma. But then there's others who walk into the room and turn heads because the energy is so powerful and there's such a warmth.
When I walk into a crowded room, right. When I walk into a crowded room now, I understand that in the past, that's how it would have been for me. But now I feel this energy attracting people to me. I'm like a magnet made of the purest form of love and joy, and it courses through me. I attract to myself those who would be enlightened, those who are ready and who are already thoroughly engaged in their own search for the path to real oneness.
Now, sometimes you don't, though. Sometimes you go into a room and somebody will come up and give some kind of a little insult. And that's because That's because they don't understand and they're jealous of what you have. They don't know how to get it. And the only way they've learned how to get anything is to be sarcastic or unloving. But when you come into the light, I call it, when we're in the healing room where we're going to be doing the healings on Mondays, Bonnie, I call it, we're having acupuncture of light.
We're going to hold
the vibration, and we're going to allow the heart to lead and allow the heart to feel your soul. And ask yourself, what would love do? What would love choose for every situation that's upsetting or disturbing? Follow that feeling. Take a moment each morning in whatever way you choose to say to the universe, thank you for leading me to today, and thank you for allowing me to love to the fullest, and please show me the way. If we can just do that, then I think that we'll be a part of this shift, and we'll get that bike out, and we'll shift it again.
Right. That's exactly what our purpose is, yes.
And Bonnie, give your website.
At www.blossomspring.com.
And mine is www.new-visions.com, and we're in for another station break.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Next week, on August 15th, our guest will be Sharon Lynn White. Sharon has written a book called Know the Name, Know the Person. This is a very special book, and it's the first book to use mnemology science to divulge how to interpret a name and how a person thinks, feels, and behaves. Mnemology science is a study of the placement of letters in your name and how they interact with each other to divulge hidden secrets about someone's character. So join me and Sharon Weiss next week at bbsradio.com at Station 1 at 5 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Eastern, and let's all find out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Bonnie McDade and I are looking for guests for our show throughout the fall and winter months. Let's Find Out is on bbsradio.com at 9 p.m. Eastern, Sunday evenings. It's a live internet radio show with several worldwide affiliates that we co-host, and we discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus name email list every week to promote our guests. This is a great way to advertise yourself and your business, so if you have an interest, send us an email or get in touch with bbsradio.com, and we'd be happy to have you on. Thank you. Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. The Truth About 2012 is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Look from a wider perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of the fifth dimension consciousness. Three spatial dimensions of length, breadth, and height, together with the fourth dimension of time, are familiar. But what's the fifth? Go to www.new-visions.com and get the book.
You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-5└. 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Bonnie, I wanted to let the audience know that we would like them to call in and ask questions. I'd like them to call in and ask life questions, questions to me about maybe some psychic answers, something that they're concerned with down the road, and question to you about anything having to do with health or healing or what your different things on Blossom Spring. And I think that if everybody would
Sure. They just have to call in. The number is 888-815-9756. That's in U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-815-9756. You can call in and ask us questions about anything.
And I want people to talk about their everyday world and what's going on with them and what can they do to bring in this love.
Right.
Okay.
Now, would you like to share with us some of the healing stories, some of the results, healing examples that we've seen through this work?
Well, you know, I just had one the other day. We gave Iris a birthday party before she went back to India, and we were over at a friend's house, and our dear friend Kathy started having a closing throat and watering of the eyes, and she realized there was mold in the house. Well, there had been a slight oil spill down in the basement, and she was reacting to it. So we went outside, and I worked on her throat, and I'm telling you, it was the first one after the Amma blessing, and I literally saw red energy coming out into my hand, and I pulled out the pain and the bristling that she had so that she could breathe and her eyes started watering. That doesn't mean that she didn't still have a feeling of rash and a little bit of nasal congestion, but it took away that sharp pain. It was very interesting.
The energy was cleared. That's right.
The energy was cleared. And it was just really very, very interesting. I also think that we ought to encourage people to ask us questions about something that's really troubling them, and we can help. And I'd like you to talk more about how you would do that, Bonnie.
With regards to, you mean like
your
new
spring.
Oh, okay. Well, generally when someone comes to see me, we'll go over a multitude of things. Because I'm a holistic practitioner, we'll talk about diet, nutrition, exercise, whatever lifestyle situation they're living in, and we'll address their relaxation techniques. Do they have a meditative practice? And after going over all of these physical issues, generally what I like to do is put them on my table and read their energy and see what I can pick up that way too, intuitively. And then I can put together a well-rounded, comprehensive program, very individual to each person, that will hopefully carry them out of whatever they're in and into a new oneness with themselves.
Okay, let's take line two. We have a call-in question. Hello.
Arlene, what's your question?
Hello. Well, when you're entering a new experience, you're going to start a new project with various other people around, how do you ensure that it's the best it possibly can be? What do you do to get the best atmosphere and the most cooperation between the various people?
Well, I think the circle of light is the answer to that. Before you go into the new venture, you want to sit and do a circle of light around you from the middle of your thighs around the top of your head. Just picture light. Put all the people concerned in the light and simply see everything going as it should, smoothly, correctly, and in a way that is fruitful for the outcome. And if there's a little personality conflict or an upset, just see it being smoothed over. Whoever feels uncomfortable, see them becoming calm and becoming very used to the routine. Do that before you begin. and you will be very surprised.
You don't know these people yet.
Doesn't matter. You put in people. It doesn't matter if they're shadows or if they're somebody that you do know. Supposing you're starting a new job and you're concerned about meeting the boss, meeting your coworkers, you just visualize it. You'd be surprised what you can get in a visualization, too, because sometimes you'll get what the room really looks like, and when you walk in, you'll say, oh, my goodness, that's what I saw in my third eye. Of course, you're fired, but that's okay.
Oh, that was a wonderful example, right?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Arlene.
Bye-bye.
Take line one, Bonnie.
Sure. Tia from South Carolina, how are you?
Thank you for taking my call. I'm going to move in September back to France. And I just wanted to get some guidance about that, a bit of guidance of it as well.
Well, what's the situation? Go right ahead, Elizabeth. I think this is a good question for you.
Is this your home, Tia?
No, I guess a home away from home. I've been there before. I've lived there before, and now I decided to go back and maybe start my own business. And
I would sit in the circle of light, and I would see everybody welcoming you, bringing you flowers, throwing you a party, and everybody saying, what can I do for you? How can I make your life comfortable? What can I do to make your venture a success? Visualize that over the next week or so before September. When are you going in September?
Probably the first or second week of September.
Do yourself a favor and go after the 18th. Do not go before the 18th because you're going in with Mercury retrograde and you don't want to go in with that kind of energy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you meditate on that and see if that's true for you.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. We have to take another break.
Thank you.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Bonnie McDade and I are looking for guests for our show throughout the fall and winter months. Let's Find Out is on bbsradio.com at 9 p.m. Eastern, Sunday evenings. It's a live internet radio show with several worldwide affiliates that we co-host, and we discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus name email list every week to promote our guests. This is a great way to advertise yourself and your business. So if you have an interest, send us an email or get in touch with bbsradio.com, and we'd be happy to have you on. Thank you. If you have lost your sense of fun, feeling stuck in the old routine, are emotionally bankrupt, and are searching for that spark, then you are really ready to connect with your inner Contessa. Louisa Rache invites you to spend some time with her in Italy. Treat yourself to a beautiful retreat in Tuscany to reconnect to your inner wisdom, release fears and doubts, and embrace your birthright of abundance, passion, and power. October 2nd to October 9th. Call Louisa Rache at 215-598-0632. Or you can read all about it at www.innercontessa.com. This is an amazing journey that promises to be so much more than a vacation. Again, call Louisa at 215-598-0632 for further information. This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Next week, on August 15th, our guest will be Sharon Lynn White. Sharon has written a book called Know the Name, Know the Person. This is a very special book, and it's the first book to use mnemology science to divulge how to interpret a name and how a person thinks, feels, and behaves. Mnemology science is a study of the placement of letters in your name and how they interact with each other to divulge hidden secrets about someone's character. So join me and Sharon White next week at bbsradio.com at Station 1 at 5 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Eastern, and let's all find out.
You're listening to bbsradio.com. If Internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live Internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
You know, Bonnie, we're in the middle of a very fiery time in the planets. Jupiter and Uranus are conjuncting, and there's going to be more cracks in the current structure, the environmental structure, the educational structure, the corporations, and hopefully there'll be no more oil spills. But we are really on the way to transformation and enlightenment, and I know that we have to go through the destruction before the reconstruction. So again, we should tell people about the Vibrational Healing Workshop on September 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Sure. Well, on that weekend, we're going to be in Lambertville, New Jersey, and our goal is to give you tools to help you through this tumultuous time, and not just energy work and relaxation techniques, but some real practical things that you can do as well. What would you suggest in particular, Elizabeth?
Well, I think that people that are very troubled really ought to make the effort to try to come to this because it will loosen up all of that fear, and it's like taking a sledgehammer on a sidewalk in New York. And then it will bring in the void, and you can recreate your life. Also, I think it's a wonderful experience to learn how to meditate in a group, how to get the best out of going within, and how to become creative and work with love. And this is certainly a way to do that pretty quickly, don't you think, Bonnie?
Absolutely, yes. And if you think it's a good idea, I would like to read a couple of the testimonials that we got from the last one. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Here's something that we got from Scott. He said, "The intensive was a wonderful experience. You helped me clear the clutter from my head. Through your instruction and loving encouragement, I was able to gain clarity in thought and purpose. This gave me the tools to use on my own to achieve an inner peace. I'm very happy I was able to participate, and I plan to attend again."
There you go.
Yeah, and that was just one. Another one is, "Elizabeth, you continue to knock our socks off. This weekend was phenomenal, and we certainly experienced many firsts. I'm extremely tired today, but the lymph in my legs is down considerably, and that in and of itself is making me happy. I look forward to continuing on with these intensives." So people are definitely feeling a difference when they leave.
You know, I always say enjoy the changes when they leave, and I also talk about the power of we. Not the power of me, but the power of we. Because
right.
When you're in a group, the energy comes in much stronger. It really does. So remember, we're going to go into your wonderful meditation, Bonnie, the inner smile, and I'd like you to do another one about nature and outside. That was really nice what you said before. Ask yourself every morning, how can I make everything more beautiful? How can I love more, and how can I make things more beautiful? And thank you for bringing me the understanding of what love is. It's making other people comfortable. You know, when you're online in an airport and somebody wants to come in front of you because they're going to miss their plane, the mm-hmm. spiritual thing to do is to say, "By all means, may I help you?"
Right.
How many times do you do that?
Well, the trick is getting out of ego. You want to be open to the oneness. We are all connected, and if we learn to work in harmony, the world will be a much better place.
Well, the trick is to be loving and to understand that that person would not be there asking you that if you didn't need that lesson and if they really didn't need some help.
That's exactly right.
That's really the key. When somebody says, "You're standing up and I can't see the stage," don't say, "Tough for you," or "Move over." Just say, "Oh, excuse me, please." Loving responses.
Loving responses.
And
that's
when you're great. When you're resting in the heart, Bonnie, then you help other people rest in the heart.
That's right. It's that energy that you bring with you. It's that law of attraction. If you are feeling the oneness. You will project it, and people around you will begin to feel it as well. You won't get those remarks like, oh, well, tough for you.
Bonnie, did you ever think that that what love needs now is more love?
I don't know if I've ever thought it in quite that way, but sure.
Love needs more love. We think, and we're selective with love. Well, you know, she wasn't my daughter. Why should I treat her well? She wasn't my daughter. I wouldn't do that to my daughter, but I'd do that to her. It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense.
Because
so
it's connected.
I'm just thrilled that we're going on with this new fifth dimension energy. I understand it very well. That doesn't mean I can practice it every minute of the day, because I certainly have my failings too. But all of us get out of alignment, and all of us need to know what to do to get back into alignment again.
Well, we have to remember we're all sent here for a purpose. We're all sent here because we have lessons to learn and we have mistakes to make. So anytime you step out of alignment, know that it's because you're supposed to learn something, but remember to come back.
And if you need an internal software upgrade or a little light acupuncture, then you need to consider doing some of these workshops that have been blessed by Amrita Nandamayee.
That's right. That's right. Very, very powerful. If you can, by all means, go to the website, go to www.bcma.net, and read the details about the weekend. And if it rings true to you, if you feel the vibration in your soul that you need to be there, sign up.
And
we'd love to meet you.
The BCMA for Bucks County Metaphysical Association.net. And you can find all of our information on our website at bbsradio.com. You can click on Let's Find Out and know more about Bonnie and I, how to reach us, and where our websites are.
That's right. Now, are we ready to begin the meditation?
We are, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you. Everyone relax and enjoy. This is the Inner Smile Meditation. See you next week.
This meditation is called the Inner Smile. It's an ancient meditation from the masters of Tibet. Let's place our feet flat on the floor. Place your hands in your lap, palms up, and make circuits with your thumbs and forefingers. Take a nice deep breath in and release it out. One more time in and release. Now let's go inside the body and begin to kiss the organs one by one and fill them with the love of the divine. Let's start at the head by surrounding the brain with love and releasing headaches and sinus issues. Feel all discomfort melting away. If you're taking any herbs or medications for migraines, focus on the medicine doing its job. Imagine the molecules landing gently in the cell receptors and doing their thing. Now let's move down to the thyroid. Surround it with love and white light. Move to the thalamus. Smile at it. Feel all tension release now from your neck and shoulders as we move down into the other organs of your body. Smile at your liver and fill it with thanks and love. Move over to the gallbladder and do the same. Now we'll go over to the pancreas. If you're diabetic or pre-diabetic, I want you to really focus on sending your pancreas divine white light and love. Fill it with a sense of perfect health. Now let's move on to the spleen. Smile on it. And we'll move over now to the digestive system. Feel the length of your intestines glowing with health. imagine all the little fingers of the villi lining the intestinal walls as they release all compacted waste. Feel the movement as this occurs. A smile on your beautiful, healthy colon. Program it to joyfully eliminate all poisons from your system. Very good. Now continue this process with any other organs that spring into your consciousness. Maybe your lungs need some attention. Surround them with healing white light. Focus on your breath moving in and out. Breathe in the healthy, healing white light. And surround your heart. Fill your heart with love. Feel it radiating out through the rest of your body. And when you're ready, you can begin to come back into the room by gently stretching your arms and legs, wiggling your fingers and toes,